Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, Mid-Michigan pet keepers and animal lovers of all ages. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my pet expert co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, before we get started this week, we need to share with our listeners how to contact us. The email address for the show is mmpets@1320wils.com. Or if you want to go back and hear one of our previous shows, you can do that by going to our website at www.1320wils.com and click on the Pet Show banner. Rick, I'm happy to introduce a new segment to the show beginning in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to call it appropriately Rick's Picks. Now, why don't you explain to our audience exactly what Rick's Picks are going to be all about and what you need from them, the listening audience?
Sure. What we're looking to do is really personify or identify that special relationship that's between people and their pets. Maybe it's a story. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's both. If it's a story, let's keep it 140 words or less. Everybody knows what that's all about. And then let's see if we can get people out there to kind of tell their stories about how important their pet is for them and for their life.
Well, in order to make it interesting for all of them, we're going to actually give some rewards. After you go through and pick a winner, they're going to receive a $20 gift card. In this case, the first one's going to be right from Pruse Pets in Old Town, but a lot of our sponsors are going to be contributing gift certificates to their various locations for people who want to participate. So again, you just need to email your entries in to mmpets@1320wils.com. And what we'll do is we'll upload the pictures right onto the website for everybody to see that are chosen. And if it's a story, you can read it right on the air and identify who the author is so that people can get their moment of fame when it comes to their relationship with their pet and what a good relationship that they have. So it sounds like an interesting combination no matter what, and it should allow people to go through and share with the audience exactly how they feel about that special animal.
Yeah, every day that I'm at the store, I always have these special stories that come up. I don't have a very good memory. So the general listening audience can actually take those special events, and I'm not everywhere. I'm only right down in Old Town Lansing. I'm not all around the Mid-Michigan area. So there's a lot of stories out there. There's a lot of special relationships, and it can really bring value to what the significance of this show is all about. And that's what we want to really trumpet.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of that, let's get into this week's show because, Rick, I'm really excited about the show. We're going to talk with a couple of local experts when it comes to the concept of police dogs, which I think is really a very interesting subject. You see, for 20 years, people have been watching shows about cops and what goes on in police action, and a lot of people just don't understand the role that dogs and animals play, whether it comes to police work, whether it comes to military action, what have you. And to have a local expert when it comes to training those dogs in Mike Morgan is just really, it's a treat for the Mid-Michigan area to have somebody that understands that so well.
Yeah, our world is a whole lot safer, and it's going to happen with the help of these dogs. And it's a whole lot safer when there's individuals like Mike Morgan and all these dogs that are out there that are actually protecting everything we do.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a chance to talk with Mike and really find out and understand how he goes about selecting the dogs and then training them. And then we actually have one of the canine officers who has worked with a couple of dogs, not just one. He's actually already been through the retirement of his partner, his canine partner, and is on to another one. But he's had a chance to really understand and see it from the other side and dealing with these canine dogs, once they're trained for the police work. So it's a fascinating topic. I'm really looking forward to it. And we're going to continue to talk about very interesting ways of understanding the animals in our environment. And we're going to have that discussion right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.